Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior. Life seems to bring surprises. You know, just when you think everything's just going hunky-dory, just fine, seems like a wrench gets thrown in there. I remember way back when I was little, we were on vacation and one of those wrenches got thrown in. Couldn't get our truck started, so it delayed us. But then later on, that delay was a blessing. Otherwise, we would have been in the middle of a tornado in a tent camper. Not a good mix. You know, we're at Bethlehem Lutheran. It seems like we've taken a step back as far as this virus. And I can't tell you what tomorrow's going to bring with the virus. I can't tell you what next month. I can't tell you 6 months from now. But I can tell you this. God and our Savior Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and as He will be tomorrow. Even though life brings all these uncertainties, we have hope. You look at the children of Israel. When Moses was leading them out of captivity, first thing that happens, they head for the Red Sea, because they wanted to stay away from their enemies. They didn't want to get involved in the middle of a war. So they went, God told them, go towards the Red Sea. What happens when they get to the Red Sea? They're blocked. They can't go swimming across. And then they see Pharaoh's army on their tail in the distance. Because you can see for miles and miles and miles over in Israel. So they saw him coming. And what did they do? They panicked. Oh my, we'd be better off under slavery. And this wasn't the first time. You know, we know what God did. He parted the sea. And they went across, and the army was drowned, Pharaoh's army. But then, what about the manna? They didn't learn. Well, what about the water? They grumbled about water, and God provided water out of the rock. Time and time again, they grumbled. They feared. We have a lot in common with them. You know, we get afraid. We might say, God, what are you doing? When is this going to end? And I think those questions are fair to ask Him. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking Him that. But trust in Him. That no matter what, He's got it. We don't know how it's going to end. But yet we do. God promised to raise up a prophet like Moses. And in doing so, He raised up a Savior for you. Never said everything was going to be all peachy. He said the opposite. But stay faithful. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. Just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire anymore, lest I die. Christ, who is the Word, is our prophet, our priest, and our king. Christ, the ultimate prophet, he speaks with absolute and divine authority. Therefore, when Christ speaks, he speaks on behalf of the Father and the Father's will. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Christ prayed that the cup of wrath be taken from him. Yet he also prayed that the will of the Father would be done. And the will of the Father was done. And the cup did not pass from Jesus. Instead of passing from Jesus, the cup of wrath was poured out onto him. And when he spoke from the cross his last words, all of divine authority was behind him. Even in his dying breath, when he said, Father, forgive them. It is finished. In Jesus' death, we find the fulfillment of the law of God and the full force of the law on Jesus for us. So no matter what is going on in the world, we know we have the forgiveness of sins. We know in our baptism we are forgiven. Baptism is not a work that we offer to God, but is from God. The Word combined with the water. When he speaks and things happen, and he makes us children of God and pours out his Spirit upon us. The flowers fade, the grass withers, but the Word of God stands forever. Christ's strong works, Word bespeaks us righteous. Not what we do, but what he says. The word that God spoke to Moses were fulfilled when God raised up Jesus, our brother, from our midst. He came from us, fully man and fully God. If Jesus is not fully human but only divine, he could not be our substitute. The opposite is true as well. If he wasn't God, he could not save us. We cling to this sacred mystery, confessing that Jesus is true God and true man. And that brings us hope. For we have the forgiveness of sins because he spoke it. It is God's will in Christ. It's this word of Christ as Savior that he continues to speak to us in the Holy Scriptures. Do you remember from the Catechism? I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. The Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, He daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he'll raise me up and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. So no matter what's going on, we have hope. We have hope. We have hope no matter what is going on. He will gather and enlighten his church. Even though right now, maybe for a couple of Sundays, I'm looking out and I only see a couple of people in the back. But even though I can't see you at home, you are hearing God's word. And he is speaking to you through his word. And he will do mighty wonders. And he will preserve his church. And even this church in this place, he will preserve it. A lot of times we think it's us. What we do, what we say. A certain pastor, a certain this, a certain that. But we got to remember, I could not by my own reason or strength come to him and believe. He has called us. He has enlightened us. He has given us his gifts. And most of all, he has forgiven us. As far as the east is from the last, the east is from the west. And we can hang on to this during this time. We'll be back together soon, very soon. But rely on what God has done in Christ. And he will preserve you and your faith. And he will preserve his church now and ever. Hang on to that hope. Amen.